Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of the greatest songs of the 20th century, folks, is Fleetwood Mac, Rihanna. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Taxmama.com is her website. That's one of the websites. Eva, you got another one?
IRSexams.school is my school.
Say it again.
I teach people to become EAs.
Say it again.
IRSexams.school.
Wow. IRSexams.school. I've not seen that URL before, that top domain name. That's interesting. IRSexams.school, folks. I just like saying it. So the new book, The Trump Tax Cut, Eva has become the expert on this new tax bill, which Lord knows we need the help on this. You've had a number of other questions people have come to you asking you about this new law, about whether they qualify for the qualified business income deduction. Let's talk about a couple of them.
Well, I've had a lot of different questions, but, you know, I know we don't have a lot of time, and there's something I really do want to talk about, and that's people who keep setting up businesses, corporations, or LLCs, and then never opening the bank account for that and continuing to use their old business account or their old personal account. And I've got to tell you, that is such a problem, because they're thinking that they're going to have their money in, say, their S corporation or something like that, where they're not going to pay self-employment tax on the whole thing. And they never set up the S corporation, and they never open the bank account in the business. And all of the 1099s are going to their Social Security number.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
They didn't establish a tax ID number at the bank.
They didn't change it. They didn't open a new bank account with a new ID
number. Well, yeah, when they first opened it before they incorporated, they used a Social Security number. When you open it when you're incorporated, you put a tax ID number in.
Right, exactly. Most of the time the banks will they should require you to open a new bank account because it's a different business entirely.
It's another entity. It's another being.
It's another being. You know, corporation is, you know, like
body. It's his own entity. It's an individual, essentially.
And so I've got to bring this up because so many people do this and they're not paying attention. They've been running a business for a while. Now they're changing the form. They don't close the books and open new books. They don't transfer assets to the business. They don't start the bank account. And then when it comes time to do their tax return, it isn't the business return. It's their Schedule C with all of the self-employment taxes, none of the other benefits or protections they were going to get in the other entity. And, you know, it's really such a mess because here's one of the things that people have done in the past to fix this, okay? You know, accountants, one of the things we do is, okay, so we're going to put the income in the Schedule C, and now we'll take it back out on the bottom, on the second page, and move it into the corporation. We can't always do that, especially if there was a contract with somebody who was paying them, and the contract was between them and the company, not the corporation and the company.
Mm-hmm.
We can't justify putting it into the corporation. There have been court cases where people have lost because of that. Certain professions require the license to be with the individual or directly with the company in order for the corporation to be getting that money.
Right.
You can't move it into there. So there are so many problems they create by just going along and not taking the steps to actually run the business like a business.
This is a soapbox that I have stood on many times over the years, Eva, helping people understand the how to, that you're creating a new being, and it is the being that owns your company. You own the shares of that company, and the and that being is the money that comes in belongs to that entity. The relationship it has with the IRS is its own relationship, and whether it pays taxes or not, it has to file. The corporate veil cannot work if you don't if you aren't true to the structure of the entity. Your state's in jeopardy. There's so many reasons why you have to operate, and you know, day one, and maybe this was just having had already had a lot of business background, Eva, but from the day from day one, I never thought of the anything that came into my business as belonging to me. I never went and looked at looked at the money or whatever and thought that was my money. I always thought of it as the company's money, and I got whatever was if there was something left over, I got a little bit of it.
Oh, hopefully as much as possible.
Well, but there were times when there was it was negative. A lot of times when it was negative. But you have to think about that, right? You have to think of it as and one way to help you do that is own your own real estate and lease your real estate to the company. That's a great way to understand the separations.
Now, that's an interesting thing you brought up. When the IRS did their very first webinar about the new qualified business income deduction, which they wouldn't do until December of last year, they brought up the fact that self-rentals, the income from self-rentals, qualifies for that 20% qualified business income deduction.
Really? How about that?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a big deal. Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back. More wisdom from our good friend Eva Rosenberg, taxmama.com, and what's the other one? Quickly, Eva.
IRSexams.school.
IRSexams.school.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.